B-Pod Studios.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Harris runs it to the left, carves across the 30-yard line, outside the 35, accelerates 40, and then steps out of bounds. And again, Damon Harris picking up steam and speed as he rounded the corner and runs it out to the 41 on a gain of 16.
And Harris has enough speed to get around corners, which is impressive for a big back.
Myers motions left to right, first and 10 out of the eye from the 41. Hinton turns and gives it to Harris, runs it to the middle, a big crease, cut right at the 50, runs it past the 45, hit, and spins away from Humphrey, and eventually plummets at the 34-yard line.
Keep feeding him.
Noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5thesportshub.com. Make sure you go to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com, to get the app. And download the app and stream us, however it is you're streaming.
Tap
the app, or you can tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Right.
I do want to get to something on our website, a take on the website that I want to read to you. We'll do that next segment.
Okay.
But let's talk about the game itself last night. The Patriots attack offensively, Zoe, on the ground with Damian Harris, who you just heard in that highlight. This is who the Patriots are becoming. This is who they are going to be the rest of the way.
Yeah, and I thought Cam last night did a good job shot putting the ball. That makes sense. There were a couple throws. I know, you know, the one to Izzo was a little bit high. It was a good catch by him. But I remember the one, Jakob Johnson, and Ray Flat sort of just shot putted it to him. And what you're doing is for those backs, those clunky guys, you know, you're not putting it on the back hip. You put it out in front, allow them to catch it, turn up field. I thought the misdirection on the Burkhead touchdown flip to him. He babied that one nicely in there. Just little darts. Give him catchable balls. And then there were times where he threw the ball 93 miles an hour, where he saw Jacoby Myers come open on those spots, and he just gunned it right into his chest. You know, Myers gets up laughing after it. But you got to get sick. If he set his feet and he hits Myers for that touchdown, they win this thing going away. Like, there's still those issues with Cam where – sort of panics a little bit in the pocket. He almost did it once on the screen. The screen game was better for him last night. He had a better feel than other weeks. But, man, if he just set his feet, he was fading to the right for whatever reason, you know, down and tight. They had to settle for the field goal. But if he hits Myers there, he's wide ass open, you know, for a touchdown. But getting back to Harris, what I like about Harris, when he gets daylight and he sees somebody coming to, like, they don't come down, he drops the shoulder. He runs people over. That's pretty good physical Ravens team, you know, running over linebackers and safeties. That was impressive.
But I think not to mention that Harris got popped at the end of last week's game and came back and played this week.
And he was grimacing a couple times. He came out of the game. They checked him, and he went back in. Then he came out, and he went back in. And you just tell he's working through it. And maybe you got shot up a little bit and just you kind of catch something and then, you know, get your wits about you, get back in there. Tough kid, but it starts up front. I thought the line, offensive line played really well.
Yeah, I'm giving credit to both. The offensive line played great. It's going to be a big part of this going forward. But Harris is legit, man. We talked about it earlier saying we think he's the best. We feel the best about him since the way we felt about Corey Dillon. I think LeGarrette Blount could be in that conversation as well.
Blount could be in the discussion, but
I like Harris more if he lives up to the potential and he continues down this path.
Blount was more of a surprise, right? Sign of a fine, free agent fine. You got him in, and it kind of worked well with your system. It's not like, okay, this kid ran hard at Alabama, you know, a couple thousand-yard seasons, you know, especially when you have the competition that they have and the type of backfield they have. You go there and you start looking at, you know, the other kid that went in the first round to the Raiders. Think, okay, this kid can play.
The Patriots are going to line up, and they're going to run the football now, and they're going to just come in and do that in the game because they did it last night against a team that I know weather was a factor in the game, but they lined up and ran the ball against a team that could typically stop the run. And it didn't stop them from doing it.
That ain't in the box. I mean, they're bringing people up. They were trying to blitz. They were run blitzing.
So here's the question I have. At what point do you think that it will become susceptible to pressure? Because we had sort of talked about, have other teams cracked the code with the Patriots by simply blitzing them? And you saw some of this late in the game last night.
I might look at that tape and say I'm going to play him in more base. Where here's the problem, too. You run that risk that when you do run blitz or you get eight guys up and everybody's right there at that line, suddenly you decrease it, man. You're on a safety. So you're sacrificing, okay, we're gonna try and get him at the line of scrimmage or tackle him for a loss. But if they wall it off and crease it, man, you continue to have the receivers that block well, and it's part of the system here. You got to be able to block downfield. You know, Bird was doing a good job blocking downfield. You know, Harry, even though he didn't get a target, he blocked well. You have the ability to crease it, and this kid can get through there.
We're looking at a play on our we just missed it on the monitor here. There it is again. I think on this play, Shaq Mason pulled on that play and got a good, clean block. I have to go back and look at that one again. Harris was running left. We had a call earlier.
It's Wynn out there.
That's Wynn's, a different play than I was thinking of.
Yeah, they swung. Wynn's playing well. I'd say Wynn's playing well. He's healthy. He's playing well.
But you see some of these blocks up front where all of a sudden by the time the defender is getting to Harris, he's 6-7 yards downfield.
And Jakob Johnson's even doing there. Enough. Jakob Johnson's doing enough.
He had a great night. How have we not mentioned that guy yet? Jakob.
Because of the name and he's German and all German. That. And, you know, just kind of under the radar guy. Not James Devlin. This kid played well. He and Izzo, strong blockers. But Izzo, again, showed some toughness yesterday.
I have a question. So is the Y always, is the J in German always pronounced like a Y?
Yeah, that's
Jakob,
good, yeah.
Jakob? Yeah. Instead of Jacob? So if that's true, why is it not Janssen?
Janssen.
Jakob Janssen.
I don't know. We should have
that's a serious. I'm wondering, is that how you say the J in German? I don't know.
I don't know. We need some German.
For those
call.
Of you that are German,
if you're German
speakers,
you can call.
If it's Jakob, should it also be Janssen? Jakob Janssen.
Give me a good recipe for schnitzel. A little Wiener schnitzel.
Serious question.
Another German dish. The meat with the gravy on the noodles.
I'm not sure. Not familiar with that.
Goulash.
Stroganoff.
Stroganoff.
617-779-0985. Kyle Duggar had himself a night and played a bunch of snaps. Mike in Watertown on that. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How are you? Great show. I'm psyched. I'll take 4 and 5 all day. I'm amped up, man. I'm amped up. I don't know. But Duggar, this guy reminds me a little bit of, let's pump the brakes. I'm not saying he's Rodney Harrison, but he plays with that kind of reckless, old school, banging heads, not afraid, flying around the field. Even on special teams, I see him. I think this guy is going to be a huge star. I'm wondering what you guys think about it. Thanks.
Easy with the huge star, but I think he's built more like a linebacker. And I think it's sort of that hybrid. And when you construct your team and, you know, you got some aging veterans back there and maybe I don't know what's going to happen with Patrick Chung. I don't know what's going to happen next year. But, this kid, even going back to week two against Seattle, he's coming in and he's blowing up the center. He's knocking linemen on their asses when he's blitzing. You know, not many guys can do that from the safety position. There aren't many.
Kyle Duggar, 56 snaps last night. That was 85% of the team's defensive snaps.
12 tackles.
And you said he could add 17.
I think he could have 15 or 17 tackles, yeah. Because you saw him, you know, getting in there and just arm tackled Lamar a couple times and Ingram. What do you got?
Excellent. Bobby and Chelsea just checked right in for us with some German expertise. Bobby?
Hey.
Hey. Help me out. Help me out, Bobby.
Oh, you're right on the nail there with the J's. It's exactly like Wise. So Jakob Janssen would be technically correct.
That's why I think we should start calling him. Full respect to him.
Bob's mispronouncing it, huh?
Janssen.
Jakob Janssen.
I mean, it's fun. Makes it more fun. Jakob Janssen.
Jakob Janssen.
It's a badass name.
That's Swiss, though. That's the Swiss Yodeler.
It's not.
Price is right.
Yeah. Austrian,
can we get some
maybe.
German music for Jakob?
Austrian might be the Wiener Schnitzel. I got to watch European Vacation again.
Yeah.
It's a good educational movie.
To learn about Europe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely.
And the rotaries there. And get stuck in those suckers.
Well, that Paris, they got stuck in the rotary, right?
With the boyfriend at that time, that was the kid from Karate, Cobra Kai, Johnny. Remember this? Hot dog. I miss Jack.
God, I miss Jack.
This is traditional German music.
First thing I thought of was like a German beer hall, so I just typed in German beer hall.
Hofbrauhaus. Oi! I want something like this after he scores a touchdown.
I just want, yes.
It's going to happen.
Tom's got something.
You got have him pronouncing his name.
Oh, excellent. I like that, too. What does he have to say about this?
Jakob Johnson.
Wait.
J-A-K-O-B. J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, he wants it to be Johnson. He gets it to be Johnson.
You know what they need to do in the Optum Lounge? Get the beer steins. Get the steins. Well, hey, hot, hey, hot. Guys slapping each other around.
Come at Epcot.
It does feel like you're walking through Epcot Center. After this, what, Mexico? Then we'll go to France. Creme brulee.
I think there are some take police, hot take police on 98.5thesportshub.com. Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll read a little something for you from Alex Barth.
Oh, the Barth man.
Yeah, that's coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Dude, the Barth man.
We'll have that next.
Barth Vader.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand at 12:20.
Is this Will Smith? DJ Jazzy Jeff?
Bart!
I didn't
do it. Nobody told me to do it. You can't do anything.
No, this is Alex Barth. Not Bart.
No, it's
doing the Bart.
Close enough.
98.5thesportshub.com. The headline reads, "The Patriots' future looks bright. With no tank needed."
No thank you.
Thanks for nothing.
Thanks for nothing, Tanny.
Alex Barth, who we love, bud. He writes, "Hopefully you all enjoyed two straight weeks of people trashing on, quote, Bill the GM, and, quote, Bill Belichick the talent evaluator."
Mm.
"Because after Sunday night's performance against the Ravens, yeah, those takes need to be put away for a while." I'm sorry, what? Excuse me? He writes, "Key moment after key moment. It was one of Belichick's recent draft and UDFA undrafted free agent acquisitions stepping up to make a play. If any criticism of the Patriots head coach was validated in the game, it was that he may be overly hesitant to put young players on the field. At the center of that conversation has been 2019 third round pick Chase Winovich. After a promising start to the season, Winovich saw his playing time dip for four straight weeks, down to just five snaps against the Bills. Yet on Sunday night, he played a regular role." Okay, so that's a different point. That's about the playing time, the second part of that take, which was, has Bill been willing to play young players, and he has excused away playing young players this year to Charlie Weiss under the, "Well, we sold out and we got no choice, so we got to play these guys." Well, not in all cases, because Winovich's snaps had gone down. So apparently, because the Patriots beat the Jets and Ravens, Bill's been great. We're going to do that.
Classic Belichick.
Yes, classic. That's now the take. The drafts have been great. Listen, It looks like a hit on Duggar. That looks like a hit.
You have to keep reevaluating, though, don't
absolutely.
You?
I mean, absolutely.
All right. So maybe you don't have to shut up about it, but maybe you sit and, okay, let's reevaluate now after a few more weeks. Then a few more weeks later, we'll reevaluate again, right?
You got a pretty good right tackle he drafted, right?
But this goes back to our conversation we had last week, which is you really don't have a full understanding of what the drafts are until 2 or 3 years later. Sometimes you just don't know right away. And so when we are critical of the team and their level of talent, we're not criticizing this year's draft. We're only really criticizing last year's draft because of N'Keal Harry.
That's the tough one.
Because you drafted for a need in the first round and you whiffed big time?
Well, and Jawan Williams.
I don't think we've been that critical of the Jawan Williams pick.
We
I think
probably
that,
should be, though, no?
Why?
I don't think so. I think the jury's out.
You have Stephon Gilmore, who was Defensive Player of the Year. Opposite him, you have a veteran in Jason McCourty, J.C. Jackson, and Jonathan Jones, who have been in the system. Like, he's automatically slotted as fifth on the depth chart.
Okay, so is that worth a second-round pick? I think there's a way to criticize the Jawan Williams pick. That's all.
I'm not there yet on Jawan Williams.
I think you got a matchup thing with him, and he's gonna be fine.
Joe's made that case repeatedly that it's a matter of how do you get him on the field? Where does he fit?
Yeah, that's your deepest spot right now is corner on your team.
He played seven DBs yesterday, and he wasn't one of them. Miles Bryant played over him. So don't give me that. Miles Bryant played over him.
So you're going to put your faster guys out there. He is a larger defensive back.
Okay, so who do you put out there?
End up being
it's
like,
not the Ravens who have tight ends. Who is it?
He could end up when Devin McCourty's done getting moved to safety. Long, rangy. You know, doesn't have the speed in the slot to cover, but, you know, get some of your bigger athletic tight ends, you could get him in there and jam him up.
No, I just think there's, you know, there are plenty of things to look at still and say, Duke Dawson wasn't a good pick. And Sony Michel's not going to see the field again.
Isaiah Wynn looks like a good pick.
So long as
I know he got hurt.
Damian Harris is healthy.
You tear your Achilles, that's a killer. And then you come back from that, you play at this level. I think Isaiah Wynn's been playing really well.
I just don't think all of a sudden the drafts are, he's a good drafter again because Chase Winovich played last night. I'm not ready to go there. Like all of the criticisms and discussion about the young talent on the team over the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, month, whatever timeline you want to give it, have been completely appropriate and are still appropriate to have.
Nope, you put a cork in him today, Beetle.
No, will not do it. Will not do it. I don't think so. Yes. The good news is it looks like this year's first pick in Kyle Duggar to me looks like a guy who's gonna make it here. Initial impression. That could change. You see enough Josh Uche played last night.
Drafted
now all of a sudden Josh Uche.
Damian Harris. Damian Harris, that's the guy you handpicked. Jacoby Myers you picked. Yeah, convince him to come here as an unrestricted free agent. J.C. Jackson, same one. Those aren't draft picks. But, you could argue that Myers and Jackson and best players on the field on either side there, you know, from a productivity standpoint.
Really your entire offensive player. Line, most of your secondary.
Your whole offensive line was drafted secondary. Except for Andrews. Andrews is free
your running
agent.
Back, your lead back.
That feels like a blue from Alex Barth there to everybody, to all of us.
Good. Everyone else kicks them on them down. So when they're up a little bit, then go the other side.
Yeah. Oh, they're 4-5. Oh, Bill is a great drafter. To do my best Felger impression.
Your blue Nami read. Oh
my God. DN Van Lines, yes.
Commercial.
Oh. Yes. Excellent suggestion. Blue. Right? Like, oh, cut the crap. It was a good game. It's a good win. Good couple of weeks for the team.
String them together.
I'm sorry. It's good to have wins. By the way, to go to this other point, they played much better this week than they did against the Jets. As I told you, I'm like, they're going to play better against this team. They're going to play up to the level of competition.
Scares you.
They're going to have a better game plan. They're going to play better this week. They'll have a better game.
Get consistent.
Most certainly did.
Stay healthy. Avoid a COVID setback.
This was a really good win. Last week was not a really good win. Dogging it out with the Jets.
Yeah.
To the bitter end.
I'm with you on that.
Sorry. This was good.
You protected,
this was good
stuff. Protected the football. Yeah. Keep Cam hitting that high percentage stuff. Get him going. Get him going a little bit in a running game.
Yeah.
It gives you a chance. Gives you a chance.
Read that story for yourself in its entirety from Alex Barth. Always entertaining. on 98.5thesportshub.com. All kinds of good Patriots coverage on there today. Let's go to your phone, 617-779-0985 with Joe in Reading. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. Hey. The reason I'm not that excited about this win is just because I feel like the Pats played representative professional football like they should have been playing the whole time. My takeaway was that the Ravens aren't as good as we thought. I mean, remember the disgusting way they got bounced in the playoffs? That was pretty pathetic. So this team also needs – we need to reckon with what they really are.
You're talking about the Ravens or the Patriots there at the end? Let's just say it's the Ravens. Listen, there is an element of that. I think the Ravens sort of checked out in the second half of the game. But I think the Patriots forced them into the spot. Score, pick, come out of halftime, score quickly again. That to me is that's on the Patriots forcing it on them as it is them checking out. Like they started to see some writing on the wall there, I guess.
I thought that, you know, again, like I said earlier, I thought they tried to get chippy with Jacoby Myers. Like they targeted him. You know, to have a guy like Judon downfield in the defensive backfield, you know, trying to take a shot at him, like that's an order. It's coming from up top. And intimidate him. Yeah, good for Myers hanging in there.
Well, they put a bounty on him.
I'm not saying that.
Joe is in Rockland. Joe.
No! Hey!
Okay, how long have you been on hold for? Yeah, time to freaking call it quick.
What do you get? Wait.
Hey, no, Joe, you're on the air.
I want to talk to the kid in the back. Call back.
How long was he on hold for? How long was he on hold for?
I think like 52 minutes. Is that right?
52.
An hour and 52?
It's tough to get in.
What was he on there from the start of the show?
We appreciate our callers.
Oh, no.
Hey.
So he had no idea he was on, and then he said, time to call it quits to whoever it was he was talking to in the room.
That little kid, you know, a little frustrated back here on a hybrid. Kindergarten hybrid.
Let's call him back. Do we have his number in there?
That's a good question, right? No, preschool's open, right? They don't have preschool hybrid. Like, what do you have? The preschool kid, you know, kids like us. Yeah.
Little kid's getting upset. Joe in Rockland, you call us back, dude.
Put
you right through.
Okay, how long have you been on hold for?
Put you in the express lane. Express lane on air. Yeah. We can do that coming up next. Sounds of Sunday with a brand new intro at 12:50.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Listen, everything that coaches throughout the week, it tends to come up. And, you know, I'm beginning to think he either has like a Staples easy button or a Buffalo Wild Wings button, or just a straight direct line to the football guys, because he's like a football whisperer when it comes to anticipating what the game's going to be like, how we need to win, and things like that. I'm extremely impressed with that.
It's Cam Newton on Bill Belichick, calling him a football whisperer. And he knows what's going to happen. Oh, Cam, that's just what a good coach is.
Well, I think he elaborated on that, too, that a coach comes in on Monday and says, hey, guys, pay attention. These are the three things or the two things or the one thing we need to do to win this football game. Bill's been doing that for how many years now? Pretty much since he took over, right? 20 years.
Yeah.
20 years. You hear stories from all the, you know, players he's coached and sort of that Monday, and you know, kind of sets the table for the week. Gets game plan implemented, and then you go from there. And I just think it's kind of eye-opening for Cam. Says a lot about, you know, maybe where he was coached elsewhere. You know, maybe they didn't advance some things. I think, you know, with footwork and mechanics and all that, I think that's in play. Because, I mean, that's the stuff you look at. And when Cam still gets into trouble this stage of his career, it's when the feet aren't planted. Like, you go back to that, you know, miss throw on Myers right there. Had him for the touchdown. You know, the rush throw, Seattle. There's, you know, could have won that game. Could have got it to Edelman there. You know, just little things. And maybe it's something he needs this point in his career and opens his eyes, and it was maybe good for him, whether he'll be here in the future or not. Who knows? But, you know, he's still playing for something. That's a good night for him last night. It's a good night for Cam Newton.
Let's go to Joe in Rockland. He's back on the line with us.
Hey!
Joe, take it away, buddy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, good.
What do you got in the background there?
It's my 3.5-year-old daughter now. I called last year, and she was 2.5, and you guys heard her as well.
A year later, here
shut
we
up,
are.
Huh?
She's 3.5.
Jeez. Yep, yeah, you know,
right.
Somewhat regular caller, you know. But I had called last year about Damian Harris and why he wasn't playing. So, you know, I wanted to think what you guys thought about Damian Harris from year one to year two, the jump.
Joe, you should take a victory lap on this. You should.
It's good to see him on the field.
I mean, it's good to see him in preseason a year ago. I go back to the preseason and being down here in Tennessee where I thought, okay, this kid runs really hard. And just wasn't given much opportunity after that. I think he got nicked up, right? Got behind the eight ball a little bit with that, with the injury. So you sort of get shelved there, and then it's about availability.
There was a lot of healthy scratches last
timing.
Year for him.
Yeah.
No, it's a fair second guess.
We kept calling for it, right?
Like, and by the way, according to Alex Barth, 98.5thesportshub.com, this is apparently the fair second guess now. You're not allowed to second guess the drafting. You are allowed to second guess
the shelving.
Why it is that Winovich's snaps declined, why it is that N'Keal Harry was still getting playing time over Jacoby Myers, why it is that Damian Harris was shelved in year one. And I know Belichick sort of likes the red shirt guys in year one. Okay, well, this guy can play. FYI, look at him. Look at how he runs. He could play. You could have used him last year. Like, how is it that you could not find a way to get him on the field last year? That's a fair second guess.
With those third and ones, fourth and inches, you know, just stuff where you got stuffed. Sony running into the back of linemen. Yeah, stuff you could second guess. That's a 12-4 team.
Just to tell you how good T-Bone is at his job, he went back and found Joe's call from a year ago.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your favorite caller, Joe Corbett. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Oh, he's got a live one here.
How?
Good job, T-Bone. Good job.
You're a freak, T-Bone.
Look at that.
Nice
a year
job,
later.
T-Bone.
Seriously.
Oh, we got that. Hold on one second.
Oh, yeah. Joe with the screaming kid.
Oh, yeah. We got that on fire. That was a year ago. Let's compare the sounds of a year ago to today. 2.5 to 3.5.
I hear you.
All right, that's your.
Now the kid's talking. Now the kid's talking.
Yeah, she's putting words together now.
I give credit for Joe for still being there. I think I would have hightailed it to Mexico by now. I don't think I'd be in that same house a year later.
Listening to that all day?
No.
Listening to her yell at you all day?
Who sounds hay better, her or the old guy Joe from Connecticut?
Hey!
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 I'll have to put that together.
Oh
my God.
It's like
you gotta stop playing.
It's like a freaking hurricane.
It's a hurricane
sounder.
It's the siren. She's got a siren effect to her voice. Hey! She sounds bossy, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey!
She gets it from the mother.
Let's take this call from Will and Peabody on something unrelated to the Patriots, but go ahead, Will.
Joe, what's up?
What's up?
Hey, hypothetical question. After watching DeAndre Hopkins make that incredible catch yesterday, would you rather have, as a team owner, Bill O'Brien as a GM or Marv Lewis as a coach?
What an awesome question. Oh, my God. Will, awesome. You have to take one. Bill O'Brien is your GM. Marvin Lewis is your coach.
Marvin Lewis.
No. No way. You're doomed with Marvin Lewis as your coach.
Yeah.
like, that's a terrible trade that Bill O'Brien made. Horrible. But at least you can overcome bad. You can. It's possible to overcome bad trades. Right?
Yeah. But I mean, if you think you have a bad guy, you get rid of it, right?
Like a bad head coach like Marvin Lewis, you're always going to lose at the end. You have no shot.
Look at Miami, too. Like Miami, B-Flow down got down there, and he sort of cleared house a little bit, got rid of the jerks.
Yeah,
the
but in the NFL, like any given Sunday, one team could beat another.
Yeah.
And if you're well coached and you prepare well and you limit your mistakes.
Billy's a better coach.
You have a chance to win games.
Billy from, say Marvin Lewis had some saying, you know, some of the talent he picked. I'd still go with Billy. At least Billy can coach.
Well, no, it's not about all or nothing here.
All right.
Like it's Marvin Lewis as a coach with another with
a
good GM.
Yeah.
Or a terrible GM and a decent coach. Or a good coach. Let's say it's Bill Belichick if you want to play the game. What's more valuable, a good GM or a good coach? To me, a good coach is more valuable.
Yeah.
So I'll take the bad GM, but give me a good coach. Hell, Bill the GM. His drafting hasn't been spectacular lately. But they'll be okay.
Yeah.
To put that takeaway.
It's like you want to.
What's
you
know, that?
Put that takeaway.
All right, I'm sorry. I'll put the
takeaway. Like you want a choice. You want to cut your thumb off. You want to cut your thumb off. You want to cut
file
your big toe off. Yeah.
Well, I'd say you cut the big toe off, personally.
You ever try to walk without a big toe?
You ever try doing anything without a thumb? It's what separates you from
chimps.
Other mammals.
Chimps don't have thumbs, right?
We have thumbs.
Yeah.
Very valuable thumbs. Big toe, not as valuable. I think you can get by without it. Not comfortably, but I think you could do without it.
Mm.
Hardy, you got an answer on that or no? Just getting ready for Sounds of
run
Sunday.
Run around like an ostrich.
All right, Sounds of Sunday with a brand new intro coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is why you do the show. You take chances, you give takes. Sometimes they blow up in your face. You look like a complete idiot. We've all been there.
The pie in your face.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub presents Zolak and Bertrand's Sounds of Sunday.
You know what's the end of rainbow, Bob's? Big pot of gold.
Big pot of gold.
So pretty.
Play me the sounds of sun. Play me the sounds of sun. Yeah. Play me the sounds of sun. Play me the sounds of sun. Yeah.
Feels good.
You make a good woman background singer.
Who, me?
You get that high pitch.
Yeah, I can do a nice little falsetto for you when needed.
You got it.
It's not easy.
It's
the sounds of Sunday.
We did it. One take there. It's pretty good.
You didn't do it in one take.
Oh, two takes.
I was one take. Thank you very
twice
much.
Twice as many takes.
One shut
take
up and get in the pocket.
Originally reported.
They call me one take Beetle.
Starting with the Browns quarterback, Baker Mayfield. Talking about Myles Garrett. What do you got, Baker?
Baker Mayfield.
What about Miles making that big stop at Deshaun on fourth down and the defense getting some stops on third and fourth down, which you struggled with in the first half?
Yeah, I mean, they made great plays when they needed to. I think Miles took the approach of, real G's moving silence like lasagna.
I'm like, wait, what? Real G's?
Gonna need that one again, please.
I think Miles took the approach of, real G's moving silence like lasagna.
Real G's moving silence like lasagna. Oh, I get it. Because the G in lasagna is silent.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Also I'm thinking, in a Lil Wayne song.
I'm thinking of the dish.
Well, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the actual dish and like lasagna just sits there. Maybe it moves. Maybe it moves so slow and
I was,
recognize it.
See, like you, I was unfamiliar with a Lil Wayne song, so it took me a moment, but okay.
I like Uproar. I mean,
got
I like
it?
Uproar.
Got it. All right, moving on. Cardinals Radio. The Hail Mary, of course.
I can't believe we're getting to it this early.
Woofly.
Now the Bills drop two men back 25 yards downfield. Murray back to throw. Flushed out. Rolling left in trouble. Slips a tackle. Got to launch it. He does. Left side. Into the end zone. Jump ball. And it is. Is it caught? Is it caught? Oh, my goodness. It's caught. DeAndre Hopkins caught it. He caught it for a touchdown with 1 second left. I can't believe it. You've got to be joking me. Hopkins reaches up with three defenders around him and pulls it in. And the Cardinals lead it 32-30 with a second left.
You can't cover Duke. You're not going to be able to cover him. Throw the ball up. That's what Kyler Murray did. He extended the play with his legs and just chucked that thing up into the air. Into the desert sky, baby.
There it is.
D-Hop brought it down. Touchdown.
That's a great call.
Nothing great about the analyst's comments there until he said, into the desert sky.
Yeah.
Into the desert sky. Great call, play-by-play call of that one.
It's good. You didn't believe it. And then, oh, my God, he did catch it.
That's a good one.
Shouldn't have caught it. Did.
Into the desert sky.
You want something equally dramatic?
Sure.
How about a 59-yard game-winning field goal?
That's insane.
For the Detroit Lions, restore the roar.
Here we go to win it at Ford Field. Time 27-27. 3 seconds to go. Muehlbach to snap. Fox to hold. Here we go. Snap, spot, kick away. It is up. He's got the distance. It is good.
Yes.
It is good, baby. Matt Prater sends it through for 59 yards out, and the Lions are celebrating at midfield. How about that? Matthew Stafford got him into position. Matt Prater sends it home, and the Lions have won this game. Your final score, the Lions 30 and Washington 27.
Did he really get him into position if it's a 59-yarder?
I wouldn't say that was getting him. You don't get credit for that.
What's their record now? Matty P on a roll.
Exactly the same as the Patriots.
4-5.
That's right.
Saving his job.
Did you see that kick? It hit the net. That thing had plenty.
He knew it right away.
He's a good
play
kicker.
By play knew it right away. He's got the distance.
Oh, it was. It looked like it was hooking left, and then it came right back in and sliced back in right over the.
That's by design.
I know, but when you're watching it live, you don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, I knew it was going to happen. I knew I had it the whole way. Patriots Radio now. Bob Soucy, Scott Zolak, talking about, well, Ed Hockley.
Before the snap, false start, offense number 70, 5-yard penalty, still second down.
Right tackle DJ Fluker, well-traveled veteran. Orlando Brown moved over from one side of the line to the other when Ronnie Stanley went down with a season-ending injury.
Sean Hockley, boy, he's taking everything from Ed. It's like it's an ode to Ed. Even like it's so deliberate with the hands and first down and great. Hockley's boy,
he's a chip off the block, but not necessarily didn't get the biceps. Or the tries his dad did. The pecs, Ed Hockley, of course, longtime NFL referee, muscle bound referee, his son Sean. Now establishing himself as a referee. Handoff out of the pistol, goes to Ingram, runs it.
Ed Hockley, a bit of a mesomorph, very muscle bound.
Likes to pump the iron. There's three memberships, one to Gold's Gym, the other one to Planet Fitness, the other one to a private Marriott club.
A Marriott club.
Oh, whatever.
That's a thing?
I don't know.
I don't know how you can tell what the biceps are like when they're all sleeved up last night, but
I thought he's got a little muscle to him.
We talked about the stadium music earlier in the show.
Yes.
And of course,
said it got better.
Came up during the broadcast last night.
A video bank, honest to goodness.
You like the weekend, Bob?
Love the weekends.
No, I know you like weekends. Like, do you see that guy that's going to play the halftime show the weekend? That's the weekend right here getting played right now. TV timeout. Let's get you fired up. I mean,
turn it up. I like everybody's working for the weekend a lot.
I think the Foxborough crowd would like that one too if they were here.
Little lover boy. Kickoff by Tucker into the end zone, left to right for a touchdown.
Juiced up, liquored up crowd, I think, would enjoy the. Everybody's working for the weekend.
You like the weekend?
I like the intergalactic one, though.
The intergalactic remix was.
That one was.
That was
spot
a hot
on.
Joint.
Honest to goodness.
You like the weekend, Bob?
Love the weekends.
Love the weekends on the South Shore.
Weekends are great. time off, spend time with family. Mm.
You know what Bob told me last night? Spends a lot of money on dog food during the break.
Oh, does Bob, he get like a high-end dog food?
He adopted. No, but they feed it like freeze-dried fish. The dog is picky.
Oh, boy.
And he said the amount of money we spend on the dog, we are forced to feed our children bread and water.
I don't believe that.
I'm kidding. But he said, Bob did. Just think, hey, man, just throw some dog chow in there. Oh, Purina, make some gravy.
More music talk.
It's going to be problematic. I mean, there's a lot of football left to be played this season, and just don't have the bodies up front. You're gonna have to run blitz, do something, try and shoot gaps.
Thought we might see a little bit of Carl Davis, who the Patriots recently acquired, a defensive tackle.
Are you just now? You're just singing over the play-by-play guy.
Mother, oh mother! Yeah, he broke out the old stuff. It felt like an old Foxborough game. Went in.
I think that was a big deal in Pittsburgh, that song.
No, that's Renegade.
Oh.
Renegade.
You know what? I bet that song is like late 80s. I bet that's like 88, 89.
Danzig, man. Yeah.
Way back. All right. Zoe went from analysis to some other things rather seamlessly.
Gets good leverage, forces that inside. Back goes down, slips. You know what I'm not having for lunch tomorrow? Onions and eggs.
Yeah, I think so, but there's nothing you could do about it tonight, right?
Right.
You know, geez. 23-17, Pats have the lead. We're early in the fourth quarter. Bob Soucy with Scott Zolak, and in between us, our producer, Mark Capello.
In the line of fire, Mark Capello last night.
Dying.
That's all everyone's talking about today. Oh, Zoe was ripping ass last night.
Oh, it's bad.
Weather was a factor.
You said it was bad.
The weather was a factor because the heater had a heater right next to me, and a heater kind of mixed with some stuff, and then Capella got the worst of it.
Oh, yeah. It was a factor in the game. It was a factor in the smells.
I got Dennis bitching behind me. Factor. I saw Hardy at halftime.
Yeah. Factor in the broadcast.
Jackson stands alone in an empty backfield. Two receivers left. Three to the right. The snap delivered from the nine. A quick throw. Right flag caught by Mark Andrews. Runs to the right side. Tackled by Jonathan Jones. Good job by Jones. Hollywood Brown without a block for the Ravens. He was out there on Jones, but Jonathan able to ward him off and take down Andrews. And the clock moving. Andrews did not get to the sideline. 40 seconds in counting. Jackson waits on the snap. Fields waist high. Feels some pressure. Moves up. Then runs to his left. Jackson surveying downfield. He's going to carry across the 15 to the 20. Duggar is over as an escort to the sideline. The wind blowing the rain into the broadcast booth with 30 seconds to go, and the Ravens looking at a 3rd and 15, down by 6.
I've never seen anything like this.
This is the first for me in our 8 years calling games, though, in this booth. Right.
Just blowing it right in there, huh?
Blew right in. Getting all wet. And we have a pretty good, you know, 5-6 foot overhang right in front of us.
Yeah, there's...
You know, and it's angled down
almost the roof there.
It was whipping, man.
Do you know what made its first appearance at Gillette Stadium last night for the 2020 season?
Hardy's umbrella.
No.
It's in the sports hub.
As we look on through the sheet of rain, the sounds of the outfield play here at Gillette Stadium. The Pats in a 23-17 lead over the Ravens, but this is far from a done deal. In the two-minute warning, with a 3rd and 7 looming for the Patriots from their 45-yard line.
Run it.
The Cam Newton-led Patriots the season.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Ballsy placement, though.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
They were getting the ball back.
Well, I mean, they've never identified it as their
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.